Good day, Local 304. This is your guy, Kenny Hodge, candidate for local president, acting as if I've already been elected only for this podcast. I'm going to take a presidential posture on a live issue that exists currently in Citygate, and that issue is Tour 2 high-speed TMS area. Now, there's a lot of talk going around about that area, but I want you to know, as a union president, I feel comfortable stepping in, making the type of decision we're going to share today. Now, it appears that it's one pay location, but when they created the high speed, they put bids out that says that's your primary area. So now I have to say to you, primary does not mean that's your only. Primary in this case does not really mean that's your first choice. Primary in this case, because we are talking about Columbus, Ohio Citygate management, means when they built that those bids and put those jobs out, that's what that was a part of. Maybe postal management for a second thought, I'm going to have two pay locations. In fact, they had two pay locations back there. Through negotiations, if you now check your local agreement, don't check it too hard because you'll get upset with what you might find, but just check the part about what pay locations exist in Citygate. You'll find that high speed and TMS is one. And the only way, there are two ways to handle this or address this and stay in compliance. Here's way number one. Way number one says, if I am a high-speed or TMS employee and I work in that pay location, my job will be picked 100% by seniority as every other mail handler in every other section in that building. As most other mail handlers in that building. If I have a bid that says primary TMS and I am the senior person in the unit, and let's just hypothetically say my name is Bert, well, I get to pick wherever I want to go that my seniority will allow me inside that unit. Or you can come inside the unit and make it two pay locations, just separate it. Now there isn't an issue about where you're going or what you're doing. You see, currently in your high-speed area, they process and dispatch mail, but there is no drivers assigned to that area. So I have to think that when the post office put this together, they were, even though it was two pay locations, they intended to make it one. But as with everything else postal management does, and with the assistance of a not-so-strong union, here's what we end up with. Okay, one or two things, either make it one pay location or make it two. But do it, and then you're in compliance. Because right now, what you have, let's take another look at the situation in TMS. If I've got a bid that says primarily high speed, then I got to believe then that's where I would want to work. So if that high speed is open, then I go there. But if high speed is not going to operate, then my seniority still stays where it is because my primary is gone now. I don't know where people get the idea, since your primary is not going to operate today, you go to a bottom of a list after everybody else, if that's what's happening back there. And if you are a senior employee in the unit, and you do not have that primary high speed as part of your bid, you should be able to pick a high speed position before somebody junior. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got to remember, even though the junior person in this case has primary high speed on their bid, if you pick it, the primary is still gone. So they still fall right in order. Again, the best thing to do is you have seniority list top to bottom, and that is exactly how you pick the jobs. That's how you do the vacation calendar. That's how you do the sick calls. That's how you do the overtime scheduling. Everything else is done like that, but you want to make a special set of circumstances just for picking a job. I say stop it, and if I was your union president, I would stop it. You see, it's just convoluted. And what you have is you have a bid that's designed for a pay location to be separate and apart from any other pay location. But that's not the situation you have. And you have a situation that our local agreement says you get to pick your jobs at the beginning of the tour. Now, both of them would like to think that they're right, but only one can be right. So you meet in the middle, and maybe you have a conversation with all the employees in the TMS high-speed area. You list every job, and you, inside that pay location, rebid or redistribute all those jobs, and then call it a day. That's what you call taking care of or addressing an issue. Now, you also have to look at, will everybody be happy? Of course not. So you have to understand, if two or three people are not going to be happy, and the majority of other ones are, what can I do to try to persuade the two or three over? Because again, I don't want to accept the fact that somebody's not going to be happy, even though I know it's a reality. So you want to set that up to transition that unit into one pay location. And you do that by rebidding all the jobs in there. If that happens, then TMS is one unit and we don't have that issue anymore. And it shouldn't be that hard or that complicated. This is Kenny Hodge going over a little bit on my take five, but I felt it was necessary. Now, listen, folks, if you disagree with what I'm saying on the show, let's converse about it. We don't have to raise or arrive at a level where somebody think they're better than somebody else. But right now it's an issue, and what we really want to get to is how can we correct it instead of letting it be an issue that manifests itself every so often in very negative ways. So if you got comments, come on, let's talk about it. I gave you what I had. I'm pretty sure I'm right, but hey, let me hear what you have. And then let's talk about how you think would be a good way to address it. See, that's what you call team building. That's what you call working on something. Because if you've got a better idea than what I just gave you, then we rally around that idea and present that idea to management. Have a good day. This is Kenny Hodge. I really hope to be your next local president.